I was gone, I was beaten, I was out and going home on the motorway and just kept thinking, just plod in. And sometimes when you start relaxing, you start hitting the trebles and you start hitting the doubles because you think, well, I'm beat anyway. So you might as well just enjoy it.
Did you really think you were going out of this Cash Converters Players' Championship?
Of course I did. I thought, make the most of it. Try and nick a couple of legs, you know. Because I think I had to break the darts two or three times. So just put the pressure on him. If he hits a 140, try and hit a 180. If he hits a 180, try and hit a 181. You know what I mean? Try everything if you can. But the beginning of the game was a bit sketchy. The middle of the game, Andy was superb. You know, his finishing was the difference. I mean, I was having shots at doubles, and if I'd have put my doubles in, it would be a different score. But I didn't, and he finished great. 1-4-2, 1-1-8. There's only a couple of finishes I can think of, but he was superb. Till he got to the finishing line, and then he started thinking about it. He missed the board for 60. I mean, come on, you know, he's at 1-4-2, he's at everything, and then he misses the board. I thought you were under pressure a little bit. And that was a sign for me to kick in, to give him a little bit of his own medicine type of thing, you know.
With your experience and your ability in these one-on-one situations, that sort of weakness under pressure, do you sniff that?
Let me tell you, I was shaking like a leaf. My heart was pumping, my shirt was going, everything was going, you know. And I knew I thought to myself, if I'm feeling like this, I'm sure you are, you know, because I'm coming back at you. So I thought, right, just try and get back to 9-9. I've won the ball, so I've got the darts last leg, and you know, God bless, I'm still in.
Presumably, you're expecting just as tough a test in your next game and potentially the final as well.
Of course there is, yeah, against Simon. Simon's going to play well, so let's see. You know what I mean? I can't play or you know, he can't perform any better, I don't think. But we'll see.
The fact that you've won those five legs on the trot, you've got that, you know, a game you thought you were going to lose, does that put you in an advantage going into this? Because you thought, well...
No, not really, not really. I'm lucky, I'm blessed. And it's a different game now, you know what I mean? You can only look forward, you know. You can't dwell on the past. You're only good as your next game. Your next game is against Simon, so let's see, you know. Against Simon, it's a different kettle of fish. Simon's got a little bit more experience than Andy. And he's been in, you know, within a few finals. Andy's been in a few finals as well. But Simon seems to handle the pressure just that little fraction more than Andy is at the minute. And I think now the World Championships are coming. I don't think he's done Andy any problems. I think he's done him more good than harm. And I think for the Worlds, he's going to be a force, that lad. He got to the final last year. Maybe this year he could win it.
Do you think, for the rest of the evening, obviously, if it comes down to it, you've got to win five legs to win a match, you think you'll be able to do it again?
Against Simon? Easy. Because I've seen Simon bottle it as well against Andy. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.